Oh, I'm really impressed that he's impatient. What the hell's he been impatient about? What the hell gives a whether Ben Russell's impatient? I can't believe that. He's impatient. What are you waiting for? I have one piece of advice for Ben. Let us worry about the football part of it. He concentrate on basketball.
Very excited to have Barry Alvarez, our new teammate here at Good Karma Brands, ESPN Wisconsin, join us. And on his first day, I got something for my tombstone. What is that, Strofe? Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman here with you, the former Badger punter, longtime NFL punter, no Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe on the show. But let's get to the legend himself, Barry Alvarez. Welcome into Kyle, Bruss, and Nortman. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. And you know what, Coach? What I love about being a Wisconsin Badger is the passion for our programs will never leave me. From the times that I've heard Tausch and you on these airwaves, Tarek and Derek on the airwaves, I've heard about what it's like during their time. I lived through the Bielema era of what to expect from him. From Paul Chryst before 2020 of what it was like in 2017-19 going to those Big Ten championship games. There was an identity. And I'm not going to lie, Coach, I'm lost. And so maybe as you had called me out for being impatient and how that's wrong, help me figure out what the identity of this football team is, because I'm struggling with it. It feels very unclear to me.
I can't answer that. I'd like to see it myself. You know, for so many years, you know, when I took the job, I said one thing we're going to do. I looked at the type of players I felt we could consistently recruit. And you look around the state, and I'd have a summer camp, and you'd have 500 kids there, and 300 of them were linemen. You know, and they're 6th grade to 10th grade, and they're 6 foot to 6'6", and a bunch of them from 250 over 300 pounds. I figured we could find some linemen consistently, and that's where you start in Wisconsin, by being physical. And so that was the mantra of our whole program. And, I guess maybe I'm crying to see the same thing, or crying to see that physicality.
Yeah, Coach, you know, when I watch this team, it looks different from all the years that you established in the 90s and 2000s and different from the teams I played on. And, you know, to see the lack of physicality that Wisconsin's known for, and, you know, owning the line of scrimmage. I'm a punter, for crying out loud, and it's hard for me to, like, see how far it seems like it's gone from what Wisconsin's known for. So I'm in Ben's camp, where I'm in more of the impatient, where I don't need to see this team making the college football playoff, but a signature win, you know, string together some impressive wins against good football teams. So if you think that our impatience isn't where we should be, how long will it take for you before you start to say, okay, now is the time? And what should we be looking for along the way until that moment hits?
Yeah, let me backtrack a little bit. I guess I'm a defender of our program. You know, so if somebody takes a shot at it, my natural response is to defend it, because I have so much invested in it and I want it to do well. You know, so that was a reflex action on a statement. To answer your question, I don't know what the answer is. You know, people, you know, most guys, when they take a job, they say that when they take a job, normally it's a bad job. It's a situation like I inherited, where you probably have four legitimate Division I players on a roster. You have a bunch of guys that really shouldn't be on a Division I roster, and they've been losing for a long time. Coach loses his job, and then it takes you a while to rebuild that program. Well, this program has been winning and going to bowl games. So, you know, I can sense frustration. You know, just because you have a new coach doesn't mean you step back and say, we got to rebuild for 4 years. That's not the case.
As we're talking with Barry Alvarez here, thanks to Barry for taking some time to join us here on Kyle, Bruss, and Nortman. Just Brad Nortman and Ben Bruss here, no Kyle Wallace. Coach, if it was a 42-10 loss against Iowa in your second year of that type of game, what would your message be? Because I think that's what I carry over, is when I come out of a bye week watching other teams, and then I have more clarity about where the team that I love is. That's where my frustration landed yesterday of watching Indiana, right? Kurt Cignetti's done a phenomenal job. I don't care what their schedule's been. They've taken care of it. As you know, you can only take care of what's in front of you. And they have guys from James Madison, who was a good football program last year, blowing stuff up, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous, Coach. 42-10 against Iowa. What would you say to your team? How does that make you feel? Because that's where I'm saying I'm impatient. It's not that, look, I love what Luke Fickle has said, right? He said they wanted to compete for national championships. He said he's a nose tackle from Ohio State that's been a part of coaching a team that's won a national championship. And I just feel like there's a disconnect from what I've been told, from what I'm seeing. And I know I've asked a lot of things there. I'm just sharing a little bit of my frustration. What do you take of everything I'm putting out there right now? Because I want this program to be successful, because I love Badger football. I love when Saturdays mean something more, and I miss it.
Yeah, I get you. I know where you're coming from, and it is frustrating, and it's really frustrating for me because there's no one I'd rather beat than Iowa to start with. And, you know, for so many years, you know, Iowa couldn't score more than two touchdowns and still won and still found ways to win. You know, to see, you know, I'm looking at two sides. I'm seeing them right their ship because they're always going to play good defense. But to be able to put 42 points on us, that was frustrating. That was very frustrating for me. You know, I guess I understand fans' disappointment. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I'm frustrated. But, I have confidence in this staff. I think we have good players. We're not playing up to our capability right now, I don't think.
Yeah, look, and Coach, I appreciate you joining right now because, you know, it comes in a place of, like, I know that when you see this – you're like Brad, myself, and every other Badger. We want things fixed as soon as possible, and it's not to say that Luke Fickle cannot do it. It's just trying to find the path to do that. And so as you look at this football team, you got Oregon, you got Nebraska, you got Minnesota. What would Coach Alvarez like to see the next three games to instill confidence, not just in the team itself, but to fans looking for the turnaround that we all hope for?
You know what I'd like to see? I'd really like to see team show up and really compete hard and get after Oregon. You're playing the number one team in the country. Instead of showing up and kind of pussyfooting your way in there and feeling your way around, get after the number one team in the country and show the fans and show the Wisconsin people that there's some fight in this outfit and that you're ready to compete and compete at the highest level. And that's as far as I would go.
Send the clip to the team, Strofe. Send it. This is the man. If you hear the man say that, you do what the man says. I want to run through a wall for you, Coach. I don't want to see this. I'll go squat the rest of my life and give me 1 year eligibility, and I'll do my damnedest to make you proud because I can't sit and bear this anymore. I just love the Badgers. Brad, take over while I take
Ben, we're going to have to toughen you up a little bit.
Yeah,
you're going to put on the Wisconsin Badger helmets.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot. You're going to do a lot of squats. I want to see you put your nose on somebody's chest.
Coach Alvarez, you know, I'm just thinking about as Coach Fickle seeks to build what we all want him to build, right? And I'm thinking about this time in this new age of college football in NIL. And, you know, I just wonder, do you think that NIL hurts or helps Wisconsin as they try to attract talent? Because to me, when I was being recruited, I looked to all the things that Wisconsin had that were just check and box right after left, where it's great education, great experience, elite, the best game day experience, and you go there and win and play tough. And I just wonder if those things are watered down as these young players maybe prioritize money over everything else. So that I struggle with when it comes to college football. So do you think that NIL helps or hurts Wisconsin as we try to build for the future?
I would say that really elevates a lot of teams that normally wouldn't be able to compete with us in recruiting. Because I think, number one, what you said was exactly right. And I saw that when that's why I took the job when I did. They hadn't been successful, but there was no reason why they couldn't and shouldn't be successful with the quality of the university, the city, the campus, the support that we have, the stadium. It had everything was there. And I don't know anyone, and you guys can speak for yourselves, I don't know anyone that even went to Wisconsin that didn't have a great experience. So it's a place where you can recruit players. You can get players to come and play. Players want to be there. Now, if someone else throws a bunch of money around, is that going to – that's certainly going to affect a lot of players. So, you know, we've got to be in that game too, and we've got to be competitive in that arena.
Yeah, as we're talking with Barry Alvarez here on Kyle Brust and Nortman. No Kyle, Ben Brust, former punter for the Badgers, Brad Nortman, joined by Barry Alvarez. And Barry, I do want to talk a little bit about what is a fun weekend that you were a part of as an athletic director. This weekend is a special weekend, having the 2014 and 15 Final Four team in the building for the basketball game against Arizona on Friday and at the football game on Saturday. Give me your top memory of being an athletic director for the football and basketball program.
Wow. Well, you know, for the football program, you know, going to the Rose Bowls, and at one stretch we went 3 in a row. You know, the 3 that we won when I was the head coach, those you can't, you know, now you shoot for playoffs and national championship. But back then, you know, the focus by everyone in the Big Ten was the Rose Bowl. So when we take the job and in the 90s, we go to 3 and we win 3. And the Big Ten hadn't won. I don't know if the Big Ten had won a total of 3, you know, in the history, because they hadn't won very many Rose Bowls. So those are highlights. And basketball, one of those, the Final Fours, you know, and the magnitude of that, were college basketball and basketball in general all convenes in one location, and it's your team, it's my team, it's your team that's playing, you know, and you're the focus of the whole nation. Every one of those was special. So those were really, really special times, and we're doing both of those at the same time. You know, and you think of the quality of the athletes that came through our place and competed at the highest level and be very competitive. That was really a special time.
Hey, Coach, can you promise me one thing? If things go a little bit south at halftime, can I sneak up to the suite to share a cold one with you?
Absolutely.
Love that hospitality. Coach Alvarez, I want you to think about all the teams that you coach, you specifically coached. And if you were to pluck one player off of those teams and drop them onto this current Wisconsin Badger team to be able to, like, really say, now this is the guy that this program should look like, and this is the guy that can lead and do all that kind of stuff, what would be that one player that you would pick up from your coaching career and drop on this football team?
I'd pick one on each side of the ball.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, I'd take Ron Dane.
Good choice.
He could run your offense. I mean, he's your offense. You know, he was carrying the ball as an 18-year-old kid. He was carrying it 50 times a game for us. Defensively, I'd have to flip a coin. You know, Tom Burke could really affect the game. He could really affect the game as a defensive lineman. But Donnell Thompson as a leader to bring a defense together was really special.
And Coach, lastly, before we let you go here, because we do appreciate the time, I do want to relive one moment because I would be yelled at by my family if I didn't ask, because I still don't believe you. I asked you this after a golf outing one time. Is it true that my brother Jonathan Brust at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee got the Oregon Duck to flip him off.
That is an absolute fact.
Well,
your brother, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Me either,
His
Coach.
His voice, he carries such that it like pierced the duck's ears. I mean, you could hear him over the roar of the crowd, and he was torturing. He was torturing Oregon and really torturing the duck. And the duck finally had enough. And he turned around and flipped him the bird.
Man, that Brust family, huh?
Well, we're going to do it again this weekend. Jonathan Brust against the Oregon Ducks on Saturday and for the Final Four game on Friday against Arizona. Coach, I hope to see you this weekend and appreciate you joining us.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
That's Coach Alvarez. Barry Alvarez joining Kyle Brust and Ortman here across ESPN Wisconsin. And I bet you he still thinks that I should stick to basketball. What do you think? Or did I get him on my side?
I'll give a whether Ben Brust is.
Well, what you should listen to right now is Palermo's Pizza, because that is a screaming Sicilian victory in my book, being told I don't know crap, but also getting him to come together and understand he's just as frustrated as everyone else, because that man wants to see Wisconsin win more than anybody. If we think we care, that man cares more than us, just like I care about my frozen pizza made the best way possible. We went over to Palermo's, Brad. We walked out with the goodie bags of goodie bags.
It was unbelievable. My freezer is stocked with
still
them.
Still stocked.
But they're dwindling down because I just can't help myself.
Detroit-style screaming, tavern-style screaming, OG screaming, thin and crispy screaming, 2.5 feet of stuffed crust screaming, urban pies. The one from Italy. There's bread from Italy. That one was my low-key, holy cow, that is a new fave. It's not part of my screaming family, but it's part of Palermo. So find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer, and you will not be disappointed. Trust all of us here on Kyle Brust and Ortman. We will react to what Barry Alvarez had to say with us here on Kyle Brust and Ortman, the direction of the Badger football program. Plus, we'll have Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust at 3 o'clock, which I missed my opportunity. We're having Barry Alvarez on for a more fun segment moving forward. He's going to do an Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. That's a goal now that he is an official teammate of ours here at ESPN Wisconsin. So coming up next, we will recap the Badgers, get to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, and laugh at the Bears, because that brings everyone together. Next.
This is Kyle Brust and Ortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.